Hey Jack, fancy bumping into you here. What are you up to?
Probably the same as you, going to the cinema.
Yes, of course. Well, there's no football on tonight.
We just thought we'd turn up and see what's on. Have you had a look? Anything good on? We could all go together and then get something to eat after.
That sounds like a plan. I'm looking at the listings now.
The Black Panther. That looks good. I love action movies.
Superheroes aren't really my thing.
What about this one? Hey Jude?
It's a musical drama and it's in Malayalam.
I thought it would be about the Beatles or maybe Olivier Giroud. Maybe it's got subtitles.
We were thinking about the Shape of Water. It's just won Best Film and Best Director at the Oscars.
It's sci-fi, isn't it? I'm not into sci-fi that much.
I think it's more of a fantasy drama.
I think we'll stick with the Black Panther. I'll tell you what, let's meet up after, when the films have finished.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the language of films and talk about how films can help you with your English.
This podcast is also part of our next Premier Skills English Live Activity Week on the Premier Skills English website, where you'll see lots of extra pages and activities related to the language of films.
The Activity Week starts on Monday, the 12th of March. So come back to the Premier Skills English website and we'll have lots of extra things to help you with your English grammar, vocabulary, listening, and reading skills.
You can register for this activity week and our past activity weeks on the Premier Skills English website now. It's free, it will help you with your English, and if you complete it, you can download a certificate. Click the tab on the menu that says Live.
Finally, don't forget to listen to the end of this podcast because we have a new football phrase for you to guess.
To start this podcast, Rich and I are both going to talk about a film we like.
When we finish, we're going to look at some of the language we used in more detail, and then we're going to talk about how watching films can help you with your English.
So, Rich, you can go first. Tell us about a film that you've enjoyed. While you're listening, we want you to answer two questions. One, what is the name of the film? Two, what type of film is it?
The film I'm going to talk about is quite old now. It was made in 2002 and is called Bend It Like Beckham. It's a comedy, or maybe a romantic comedy, that's all about a teenager who wants to be a professional footballer. The problem, though, is that she's Indian and a young woman, which means she needs to fight lots of racism and sexism to get where she wants to go. As I said, it's a romantic comedy, so these problems are never dealt with in lots of detail, but it is interesting to see how discrimination happens and how it's still relevant today. The film is called Bend It Like Beckham, but it really means bending the rules. And yes, David Beckham is in the film, but only right at the end. Actually, the film's more famous because it starred Keira Knightley, who's become really famous in films like The Pirates of the Caribbean and, more recently, Atonement and The Imitation Game. The film was really funny, but I think it also told an important story, and that's why I like it.
I honestly haven't seen it. I probably should, but I'm not a big fan of romantic comedies or Manchester United.
Okay, Jack, now it's your turn. Tell us about a film that you've enjoyed. While you are listening, we want you to answer two questions. One, what is the name of the film? Two, what type of film is it?
The film I'm going to talk about is also quite old. It's called Fever Pitch and was originally a book that was written by Nick Hornby, who often writes about sport and music, and lots of his books have been turned into screenplays. Fever Pitch is a drama that's all about being an Arsenal fan. The book is about one fan's relationship with football, but the film is about one season, 1989-90, when Arsenal beat Liverpool to the league title in one of the most exciting title races ever. The plot follows Paul, played by Colin Firth, throughout the season. It has really funny parts, but it also has lots of drama and romance. If you're a football fan, this film is a must-see.
I agree, it's a really good film, but as a Liverpool fan, I didn't like the ending.
When you were listening, one of the questions we asked was, what type of film were we describing? You probably heard both of us using the word romantic comedy to describe the film.
Romantic comedy is just one type or genre of film. You probably know a lot more. We're now going to test your knowledge of film genres.
Rich doesn't know very much about films, so I'm going to challenge him. I'm going to give Rich a definition of a film genre, and he has to say what genre or type of film it is. Your job is to try to answer before Rich does. Ready, Rich?
I'm ready.
Number one. These films are usually set in the desert, in the USA, and have cowboys in them.
Oh, yes. Cowboy films. They're not called cowboy films, are they? Westerns. Yes, they're westerns.
You got it in the end. Right. Number two. These films are often set in the dark because they don't have a big budget for special effects. They try to get you hiding behind the sofa or try to make you jump.
Ah, yes, scary movies. I never watched Scary Movie. I think that was a comedy, wasn't it? Yeah, scary movies are called horror films.
Very good. And now the last one, number three. These films are usually about crime or maybe spying and are dramatic.
A drama?
No.
Not a drama. Spy films like James Bond. That's an action movie.
Not really like James Bond. More serious.
I'm not sure.
Okay, another clue. What's Michael Jackson's most famous song?
Thriller. Ah, thrillers. These films are called thrillers.
Very good. Did you, our listeners, get those answers quicker than Rich?
They probably did. Anyway, below this podcast, we have an activity that helps you with more film language.
And if you sign up for our activity week, learning English, films and football, you'll learn lots more.
When we were talking about films that we liked earlier, you might have heard me say, Bend It Like Beckham was made in 2002. And you might have heard Jack say, Fever Pitch was written by Nick Hornby.
When we speak about films, we often use the passive. We use the passive because we're talking about the film. The film is the subject. We aren't interested in who did the action, or we don't know, or it's obvious.
For example, I said Bend It Like Beckham was made in 2002. It wasn't important to speak about who made the film.
When I was talking about my film, I said Fever Pitch was written by Nick Hornby. Here I used the passive because I wanted to make the film, Fever Pitch, the subject of the sentence because I thought it was more important.
But Jack still included the person who did the action by using the preposition by. He said Fever Pitch was written by Nick Hornby.
We create the passive by using the verb to be plus the third form of the verb. You can use the passive in the present, past or future, or in the continuous form.
We use the passive to talk about football a lot too. Let's look at an example.
Liverpool were given a penalty.
Here, we're more interested in Liverpool getting a penalty. We're not that interested in who gave the penalty. And anyway, we know who gave the penalty. It was the referee. We know it. It's obvious. It would be strange to say the referee gave Liverpool a penalty if you were telling someone about what happened in a match.
We've got more information about the passive below and in our activity week. Learning English, football and films. If you haven't signed up, you can do that now on the Premier Skills English homepage.
Films can really help you improve your English. But we think that to get the most out of watching films in English, you have to be an active listener.
That's right. You can't just sit in front of the screen with a big tub of popcorn and hope that your English will get better.
But it's good to do that sometimes.
Of course. I do it most Friday nights. Films can be really motivating. If you enjoy something, you'll learn. But we want to help you with your English, and we have 5 tips that we think will help you get more out of watching a film in English.
Let's go.
Tip number 1. Take control when you watch.
When you're watching at home, there are so many things you can do. You can turn subtitles on and off, you can watch and re-watch, and you can often even change the speed of the film.
Students always ask me about subtitles. Watching a film with subtitles will focus you on reading skills and vocabulary, while having no subtitles will test your listening skills.
And if watching without subtitles is difficult, that is when you can take control even more. Listen again, or if you're watching online, like on YouTube, you can slow down the speed. And then afterwards, you can put the subtitles on if you want to.
Tip number 2. Search for the script.
It's easy to find scripts online. imsdb.com is a good website to find scripts. You can then print off sections of a script, maybe your favourite scenes in a film, and practice them.
You could try to learn one of the parts of the film, or read it back when you're watching the film. That could be good fun.
The script always gives you more information than subtitles, too.
Tip number 3. Keep a film diary.
When you watch a film, you could have a diary or notebook next to you. While you're watching, you could write down interesting phrases and vocabulary.
And when the film's finished, you could write your review of the film in your diary. You could even post your review online and see what other people think and join a discussion.
I think that's a great idea. Right, tip number 4. Check out websites about film.
There are lots and lots of websites about film. There's even one that's specifically for English learners. It's called Film English, and is a site that you should tell your English teacher about.
But other sites, such as Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, can also help you learn more about film.
That brings us to tip number 5. Become a film buff.
If you love movies, you can learn so much about them online. When you're looking at the websites we just told you about, you can find out about the types of films you like, the actors and directors you like, and so much about the language of film.
And talk about films with friends in English. You often watch films with friends and family. If you watch a film in English, why not speak about it in English when it's finished?
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was, last gasp equaliser. This phrase means a goal that's scored in the very final moment to make the scores level.
It was a difficult one, but some of you got it right. Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine, Leika Wang from China, Zanko from Egypt, and Ahmed Adam from Sudan. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is a... It's a phrase that's used to describe a team that has won lots of games in a row, or consecutively. You might say, for example, Liverpool are on a 6-match... which means they've won 6 matches in a row. You can also say the same when a team loses lots of matches in a row. You could say, West Brom are on a bit of a at the moment.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Don't forget to sign up for our Premier Skills English live lessons on the Premier Skills English homepage. Just hit the Live tab.
If you've enjoyed this podcast or found it useful, leave us a rating or review, and that will help other people find us. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.